Hello and welcome to another Mike M's Weekly Reads. This one's going to be a marathon because I need to catch up on back issues. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm just going to rifle through what I've purchased. Recently, I bought Punisher Batman. I had Batman Punisher. I've been on the crossover kick lately. I went and got, Batman versus Hulk and a couple others, and then I've been on the crossover thing. So I got Batman Punisher I already had from off the shelf, but I bought Punisher Batman, which has an amazing cover, John Romita Jr. And I also got Batman Daredevil and Daredevil Batman, and I read them and I thought they were fantastic. I had to go to eBay to get those because my favorite place, my comic shop, was out. Then I went out of my way and got Four Color Comics, $9.90. This is really out of my wheelhouse, but it looked too cool to pass up. This is such a unique Four Color Comics numbering is so weird because it's not like this is Four Color Comics. On the cover, it says Huckleberry Hound number 990. So if you look at it, you say, God damn, Huckleberry Hound ran 990 issues. You're like, holy shit, that's a lot of issues. But this is Four Color Comics, so they had a different character in every comic. Sometimes they had the same, and then they'd rotate them. And if you're an archivist, it's really hard to find if you just look for it. Because the way the database stuff does is if you open the inside cover, you look at the title, that's the title they use. Well, this one says Huckleberry Hound, number 990. So it's very odd. But why did I buy this? It's a 10-cent issue, Golden Age type comic. But it's the first appearance of Huckleberry Hound and Yogi Bear, Pixie and Dixie, and Mr. Jinx. I thought that was pretty cool, so I had to get it. So yeah, that's a little something special. And then I went on a Batman kick. I got Batman the Abduction number one. I reviewed the other one on Gotham by Geeks. This was the prequel to that I hadn't gotten. And then I had a group of comic books from Batman Chronicles that I was missing, some in the middle and a lot towards the end, like 22, 23. I missed a surprisingly a No Man's Land crossover, but I think at that time I was like dropping titles that were not the main title, so I keep getting Batman Detective, but I went on this kick where I dropped Legends of the Dark Knight in this one, and I think I have a full run of Shadow of the Bat. I'll have to look at that one next. But now I have a full run of Batman Chronicles, and that was just Barb texting me that she's coming home. I bought Dragon Batman in Barcelona, Dragon's Night. This is a one shot by Mark Waid and Diego Olmos, mostly because Campbell turned me on to that in Gotham by Geeks. Ran across Batman Joker's Apprentice number one. Don't know much about it other than it's a Trevor Von Eden on art, and I like him a lot. And here's another surprising one that you'll probably say, "Wow, you're missing that!" But it was No Man's Land, Secret Files and Origins. On the cover, it says "Top 10 Reasons to Stay in Gotham City." The search for Bruce Wayne, who will fight for Gotham's soul on the eve of No Man's Land. And then I went on a tangent. Okay, I'm going to rifle through these. I'm not going to describe the covers, but some of them are Kirby. They're beautiful. I am on a Captain America love fest recently, and I want to complete my Captain America run and my Daredevil run. Daredevil is a lot closer. I'm like 20 books away, and the only high-priced issues on Daredevil I'm missing are, of course, number one and two, and then I have like everything till nine, and then I'm missing like nine, and then I'm missing some oddballs later on. I think the first Frank Miller and a couple other ones. But before I get into that, we got Captain America 106, 108, 116, 120, 121, 122, 123, 125, 126, 127, 131, 132, 133, 136, and then we jumped to Daredevil. I got Daredevil 91. This is what got me into like 20 books away from completing Daredevil. And when I say completing Daredevil and Cap, I mean all volumes. I don't just mean the old Silver Age volume. I mean all volumes. So we got Daredevil 109, 120. I loved reading 91. I covered that on Retro. I had 141, 159 is Frank Miller issue. We got 160, 161. Those are Bullseye cover. We have 162, 163, Hulk on the cover. 164, where it's got his father and he's holding him in a boxing ring. Very cool stuff. So that gets me really close. And I've been absorbing a lot more Marvel old issues lately, because they're in front of me and available, and I'm so close to completing some of them. I sure would like to complete like my Thors, my Spider-Mans. Those are going to be tough, Spider-Man, because I pretty much have like from David Michelinie on, and a few 20-cent first appearances, and maybe a few 12-cent, but that's it. You know, I have a lot of stuff missing in Spider-Man. We have this almost completes my Hawkman all volume list. I'm still a few away. We have Hawkman number 6. This is the volume 1 of Hawkman. We have Hawkman number 7. I bought Hawkman number 8, number 9, number 10. These were all beautiful copies. Number 12 that came from a collection. I don't know much about it other than it was a series of about 100 books, and I went through and picked out what I wanted. Number 13, number 16, number 17, and then I have Daredevil Batman, which I already talked about. And then another title that I have a lot of, awful lot, but like from 20 Cent on, and then most of all the volumes after that is Fantastic Four. I love Fantastic Four. I have a lot of key appearances like Silver Surfer, Galactus, Watcher, Black Panther, you know, but I'm still missing a lot of that stuff up front. Ah, Diet Pepsi with no aspartame. How about that? I didn't notice the difference, actually. A lot of people complained. We have Fantastic Four number 80, number 84, and number 87. And then I went on a Ghost Rider kick. This comic I was looking for at Heroes Con, and I didn't find the price I wanted or the condition I wanted, so I went online eBay and I got what I wanted. Ghost Rider number 1. Fabulous first issue. First appearance of Damien Hellstrom, who is the son of Satan. Big fan of him. Back in college, I collected Marvel Spotlight. I got every appearance of him. And in the 90s, he had his own series. I've been a fan of this character. And in this book, it's his first appearance as a demonologist. And he's going to solve a possession. And that's like the story has like three story arcs in it. Ghost Riders, Hellstrom's, and kind of like what's going on with his circus bike act. Really cool issue. And the way Marvel jumped into number ones back then was they could be a little jarring because they continued from Marvel Spotlight or whatever they were launched from. If it was Captain America, it was Tales of Suspense, that kind of stuff. So I got Ghost Rider 22, 23, 24, 27, 28, 33, 35, 36, 37, 39, 40, 41, 42, 44, 45, 46, 47, 49, 50, 53, 54, 55, 56, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, and 79, and 81. So like I almost got a complete run of that. But I'm missing the first 20 or 30. So and then some odds and ends in there as I read off those numbers. So yeah, a lot of books purchased, and I wanted to make sure I captured them in this. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the latest Legion of Collectors box, which I was really happy with, because Suicide Squad is this was a suicide movie themed box, but the comic book and every incarnation of it, I have just loved. I love the whole concept and the idea of it. Even going back to the Jack, to the Colonel Flagg days, where it was just a bunch of adventures, kind of like on suicide missions, and then it became villains that were on suicide missions. And I have a sucker. I'm a sucker for villain books, just because you never know what you're gonna get with those guys. They have so many dimensions. Like Deadshot, absolute favorite. Rick Flagg, I really like. Captain Boomerang, absolute favorite. He's my second favorite Flash Rogue next to Captain Cold. I love Digger. Oh my God. But this box came with Enchantress, who I have the first appearance of in comics, and she's always been one of my favorites. She looks very different in the movie, but she should be interesting. Of the previews, I haven't seen much of her, so it should be interesting on what how they use her. But it came with an exclusive Enchantress vinyl figure, pop figure, of course. And then it came with two Funko, they're like action figures. We got a Harlequin and a Joker, which I was really happy with. We got a Katana pin, and I mean, sorry, a Katana patch and a Deadshot pin. Really cool. A Suicide Squad t-shirt, which was awesome, and a Suicide Squad number one comic book exclusive pop variant. Very happy with that stuff. So that allows me to, as I go through the process of back issues, that almost filled the short box, by the way. It's probably got about 20 more books that could fit in there. But it was a short week for back issues. The only one I picked up this week is the Punisher Batman. And right now I'm not in that 50% discount anymore at the local shop. I'm at the 40. So I have to earn my way back up to the 50 and then go 3 months at 50%. But the next book I'm looking at, and if it stays there till next week, I will pick it up. The next book I'm looking at is the Tales of Suspense, the first Doctor Strange prototype. And the reason I want to pick that up is because not only am I a Doctor Strange fan, but it is in such great shape. It's a beautiful book. And even though those prototypes are pretty, you'll freak out if you read them. Like I asked my shop owner, Ed, I said, can I take those down and take a look at them? I want to see what they're about and see how close they are. So I looked at an Iron Man prototype, I looked at Doctor Strange, and I looked at the second Ant-Man prototype. And I was like, God dang, these things are nothing like what they turned out to be. But that's what they credit them as being, which is very unique. So I wanted to record this so I can inventory those books and put them downstairs because they're in the kitchen and we can't have that. We'll talk to you later, and next up is my weekly reads. Talk to you later. Bye. Welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. Just gonna jump right in into this batch of comics. I do want to point out, though, in the latest previews, keep an eye out. There are some titles that are DC related and that are not like Rebirth on them. And one of them is a deluxe format book, And it's a three-parter, and it's a Dead Man book. And I just want to point it out because in the 80s, those Dead Man ones were by Kelly Jones, and I forget who was the writer, were absolutely fantastic. So I wanted to point them out to make sure that you, if you don't get a preview, that you're able to tell your shop that these books do exist, which they might order in very low quantities. But you do have a He-Man and Thundercats coming out, which should be really interesting. I'm not a huge Thundercats fan or He-Man fan, but I have been reading DC's He-Man since it came out, and I've been really enjoying it. Let me make sure I can find these. Okay, we got the Vigilante Southland from Gary Phillips, art by Elena Casagrande. And it's a 6-issue limited series. Make sure that if you're interested, you look at it. Those fans of Midnighter should check out Midnighter and Apollo by the same writer who wrote Midnighter, Steve Orlando, with art by Fernando Blanco. And this is a 6-issue miniseries. For those that have been following the DC space and like the Rann Thanagar Wars and everything, you might want to check out Hawkman and Adam Strange Out of Time, number one, written by Mark Andraeco, with art and cover by Aaron Lopresti, with a variant cover by Walter Simonson. So that one's a 6-issue miniseries. It's $3.99. And then the one that I'm really looking forward to, just because it's a character that has done wonders for me in this deluxe format, it's a prestige format, is Dead Man. This is Dead Man, Dark Mansion of Forbidden Love. It should be a really, really good series. It's by Sarah Vaughan, who was the co-writer of Alex Aneda, and by art by Lan Medina from Fables. So just wanted to point those out before I get into the list. And here we go. There was a total of 38 comics. This one I didn't categorize by company, but it was a Kickstarter. It's Not So Golden Age. I had one of those. Marvel had 14, DC 22, Charlton Arrow had one. So out of those lists, two of them I had to acquire not through previews. So we'll talk about that. At 3 out of 5s, we have New Avengers, and we had New Avengers 1 through 3, which is the new team on AIM Island, and it gets audited by Hawkeye and Shield, and Hawkeye joins the team to watch over them. It has a Diamond Head virus is released in France, and the team has to go to control the situation. And the main villain in New Avengers is the Reed Richards from the Ultimate Universe, who's a villain called the Maker. And the Skrulls come back to get Hulkling to fulfill his legacy. And the Avengers get in a ship to go get him back. But in space, the Hulkling learns about his legacy and that he exists because of the Kree and Skrull falling in love. So he is like a union between two parties that hate each other. They defeat Mordin Chatulu. He's a villain, and then they return to Earth. It also has the future Avengers come back to stop Wiccan, Deluge, because that's the name he goes by, or changes his name because Wiccan is a goofy name because he was infected by Mordun, and the Avengers prevail when Wiccan gets control back. So it kind of tell you that I went back and read New Avengers after the Pleasant Hill just to get caught up on. A 4 out of 5 though was New Avengers number 7, which White Tiger loses her amulet powers and fights off the another White Tiger from the Ultimate Universe and Maker, which was a really interesting story, and I gave that a 4 out of 5, which means I really liked it. We have All New, All Different Avengers number 9. This was the new Wasp one, so I made a mistake on number 8. This was had a Jarvis in it. It was really interesting. She infiltrates the Avengers. We had Clarion number 6. This is a series that didn't get much love from anybody, but I absolutely loved it. It was magic. Clarion's a Jack Kirby creation, fantastic from the Demon. And they've played around, Grant Morrison's played around with them, and now Anna Senti, who I've found her writing to be absolutely fascinating in certain aspects because it's very different. It's non-typical storytelling. And she adds technology to magic in this world, and it was very interesting. I also enjoyed Batman Europa 3 through 4. This is where they both got a virus and went through France and Rome, and the villain is surprisingly someone that is a big villain, but the cure is basically the blood of each other, which is really bizarre. But Batman Europa, another series I don't hear a lot of people talk about, but it was pretty good. I think it opened up a little stronger than it finished, but it was still really good. This other series, I had a hard time giving it a 4 out of 5 because I almost like loved it. But it's The Kitchen, number 2 through 8, is a Vertigo series about mafia wives, and I couldn't put the book down. I became so infatuated with this world. Amazing. And then I read for Retrocast Batman versus Hulk and Batman versus Muhammad Ali. Two events that were really enjoyable. One is the Hulk, Bruce Banner's actually working at Wayne Manor, and I mean not Wayne Manor, for Wayne and Wayne Tech as a janitor, and he starts to want to get into the science thing so he could find a cure for his for not being the Hulk, and it involves the Joker in stealing a gamma device from Wayne Tech. It was a really good story. I'm glad I read it. It was the first time I read it. Batman versus Muhammad Ali is the probably like the probably 8 times I've read this book. It is a little beaten because as a kid, I would read this treasury sized edition over and over and over again. Really cool story. I skipped over one. I went from The Kitchen to Batman vs. Hulk, but I should have said the Charlton Arrow one. This is one that you have to acquire through like Kickstarters or through their website, or sometimes they post them on Amazon. There's a Facebook page that you could follow called the Charlton Arrow, and it's a bunch of creators that come together for their love of Charlton and actually put together an anthology, and you actually see like Blue Beetle and Question and other romance titles and horror titles that they put out. It's really really good stuff. Well, this one is more like a Tales from the Crypt. It's unusual suspense. It featured a Kirby type story, a guy from the future that was being hunted down, and the artwork looked very like Jack Kirby-esque. We had a Miss Molecule story, where this character called Micro saves a person and a prize horse. And we had a Mr. Crime story. The Micro story is really good. I really enjoyed this comic book. We had New Suicide Squad 18 through 21. I wanted to get caught up on all the Suicide Squad before the movie. They escape Waller and they're brought to a castle to compete for points. Tim Seeley's story wasn't as good as the previous writer, believe it or not, but he started to get better on issue 20, and it had some good moments, but it wasn't nearly as good as the previous writing team. We have Civil War II, number 1. This one kicked off, had a death of a major character, and one of the characters go into a coma when they were battling Thanos, and it involves a Inhuman who has the power to predict the future. Really cool. I really like where this is going. I currently am enjoying it. It's got tense moments. It's kind of stressful but it's really well written. I know some of my friends aren't enjoying it as much as I am, but I think it's top notch. Avengers 14. This was the first volume I read for Retrocast. It had Iron Man, Giant Man, and Wasp. They leave the Avengers. Hawkeye, Scarlet Witch, and Vision replace them. They're actually going to find the Hulk, and Baron Zemo just died in the previous arc before that. So this is a interesting lineup with Cap, Hawkeye, Scarlet Witch, and Vision. I mean, I don't think it was Vision. Scratch that. It was Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, brother and sister joining. We had Captain Atom number 40. This is from the first series. I read this one because I missed it. This was the only one of the only issues of Captain Atom I was missing. It had Major Allard hostage, being kept hostage by a character called the Ghost, who was a charlatan character as well. And he begins to brainwash him to thinking Colonel Ealing is his father, or General Ealing, and he actually becomes obsessed, and he becomes this character called Ironfire that goes after Ealing and Major Force, and Captain Atom gets in the way. Really good story. The next one I really should have rated a 5 out of 5, but I'll stick to my guns here. And it's the Not So Golden Age trailer park of retired heroes. A sidekick is murdered on the toilet and they have to figure it out. It was really enjoyable. And these heroes are all Golden Age heroes, so it was quite amazing. Aquaman Rebirth number 1 is next. This started off fantastic as Aquaman versus Deluge as they attack the surface world. And Black Manta is ready to attack and go after Arthur's love, Mara. So, really good story. We have Flash Rebirth number 1. Continues from the DC Universe Rebirth. A similar murder story, and Barry's investigating. It's actually a murder story involving his friend or coworker. There's a scene with Kid Flash that was expanded. And Flash actually confronts Batman to figure it out what happened with the Watchmen and such. Really good. They kind of have gone away from that, but a really good first issue of Flash Rebirth. Action Comics 957. This one remains one of my favorites. This is a 4 out of 5, where Lex is a Superman. Superman confronts Lex. Clark shows up. And that is really bizarre because who is this Clark Kent? We still don't know. Doomsday appears, and this is by Dan Jurgens and various artists, and it's been amazing, and this is what kicked it off. The 5 out of 5 for me was Wonder Woman Rebirth. This series has since gone really weird for me, but it can't keep momentum because it's changing story arcs, which is really weird because Greg Rucka usually like nails stuff, so I need to give it more issues. But conflicted with her past, she wants to discover the truth of who she is, so she's also having that Watchmenitis, if you will. She recognizes someone has changed her past, and she gives herself the lasso of truth. I think she's done this once in the past before, but I don't remember the issue. And then she goes to Olympus. So, that was a really good bridge, if you will, to set up the arc that's to come. So that's what we have. If you want to reach me, I'm Mike at comicbooknoise.com, at Mike Myers Brunch. And if you could leave an iTunes review, I'd appreciate it. And thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. Take care. Bye.